for water pressure. You know, National Day at the top of the hill with a huge water tank, and all the pressure for the entire little community up there is done. It's all taken from this huge water tank. Oh, gravity. It's amazing.
But it was just amazing. They were, you know,
people way on down the street, I was feeling any pressure at all of us.
Flush toilets. And when I was there, we were the only people there for like 2 or 3 days.
Hi, Joan. It's the most bathrooms we have at home. Well, you can hear better. No, well, there's a... one thing I was really after, because we calling, we're going down the channel, finally decided for the Bear Wallow 2, Mount Graham 3. God, it means Bear Wallow. It's dying to stay at Bear Wallow. You know, it's romped on in the middle of the night by bear. But we never found it.
The friends of ours got attacked by brown bear on Mount Graham.
Really?
Where? Yeah, it ripped through their tent.
Where'd you find brown? Where'd you find brown bear?
Kevin ripped through a tent.
Brown bear?
Oh, we should tell them.
Wait, what's brown bear?
They're brown bears. They look like little black bears. They're not. There's black bears, brown bears, and grizzlies.
And brown both bear. Can be both colors.
Wait a second. Yeah. Brown bears are... Dave. There's only Kodak brown bears, something like that.
No.
Kodak brown bears.
No, Kodiak.
I just read that mammal book.
Yeah, in Kodak.
Dave, at Riggs Lake, you go to the
Antarctic.
To the far end, you know, where the road comes in to the campground.
Yeah.
You go to the far end, which would be the western end. Of the campground, and from there you make just a short hike.
A trail?
No, I don't think there's really a trail, although a lot of people make this short journey. A lot of people don't know that it exists. But you come out at an incredible viewpoint all of a sudden.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, you go right over this ridge, but there's a bunch of garbage in front, too. Do you remember that? A bunch of pipe and stuff sticking.
Well, I don't know.
It's extremely short. There's another
trail. It's you know, within hearing distance of the campground, but it's not really within seeing distance because the force is so thick. But you come out on the edge of a cliff, and there's big ridges all around you, thick forest, and
we were there, and
an incredible view right down into Aravaipa Valley.
No, it isn't Aravaipa Valley.
Yeah, to the very lower part.
Aravaipa Valley.
But you know what you see? Do you know what you see?
You know where Klondike and all that.
You remember the buildings down there? Remember what they were?
The upper reaches of Aravaipa.
Fort Grant.
Yeah.
Sitting down and looking at
Fort Grant. Wait. Yeah. This is the we're talking about two different places.
Well,
I know the one you're talking about.
No, I know the one you're talking about.
That's looking south. The one
let's talk about
the case west.
No, we finished it. I think we should go back and revise the tasting rules. That was one of our best rules.
Tasting
rules.
That was no road or trail.
Tasting
it,
but you never had an election on the defecation.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, did you? Oh, not on the fines.
I'm not thinking about what I saw.
They've been accepted those back.
No,
that's not
too
good.
The
tasting or the cleanup
at the end of that.
The tasting, everyone agreed was no good.
Was no good?
Yeah.
I have a really separate thing about tasting.
We have a different app.
There's a third one, too. There's one more.
What's
tasting
about? Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
Anyone can call for a tasting of any food. Like, if someone's eating something that everyone else is craving, someone can just call for a tasting.
Or, conversely,
that's illegal now.
What?
No,
that's
no.
Legal.
Oh,
yeah.
It's legal.
And or if the guy has something that he hates and wants to get rid of, he can call for a tasting. Good. You could,
no,
maybe
okay,
I was forced to eat 10 peas.
Okay. And you learned to love
it. No, yes, you know, we already agreed on that.
Okay, what about things
Kevin
like...
Kevin was there. Wasn't Kevin there?
No. Okay, like say...
there's only four of us.
Say you got fruit preserved with something like sulfur dioxide, which Brian and I and Frank and anybody else that knows about it won't eat. Then what do you do?
Well, most people wouldn't call for tasting.
Eat sulfur dioxide every time you eat dried fruits.
I know that. That's why we don't eat dried fruits.
No, you eat dried fruits.
I don't.
We have to
certain
rely on the
perhaps could be
made
well,
somebody
in the case
doesn't
of
want to eat it, he says,
you
well,
vegetarians
you don't, you
or
heard
somebody
the whole
with
thing.
Allergies, something
no, they
like
haven't
that.
Heard
like,
the whole thing.
Like I'm
we have to rely on the goodwill
remember
of our
percentage
members.
Remember deals. If they want to, they can get as low as they want. Remember that?
What?
But they have to get an amount.
Would this apply
to we had something about...
Yeah, you could get as low as you want. See, it was a very democratic thing, you know. Nothing was really forcing that much.
Yeah,
it was to a small degree. You picked the amount, and...
Yeah, you got to choose the amount.
Here's the situation.
How much
let's
you
say,
eat.
Let's say some guy had something that you really wanted bad, and, you know, so you say, okay, I call for tasting, and the guy goes, he doesn't want to get away, so he goes, all right, you guys each get $1 million for this, you know, and he blows the spec to you, or something like that. So, but you
and
can...
like, an example of how this works in constructive ways, Bob had never... tasted peas in an unbiased
fashion.
Yeah, so he tasted a pea, and he ate 10.
I ate 10. I ate a whole
one, not two, not three, 10.
Amazing.
You learned to love it.
And I ended up eating about 3/4 of his other 5 cans of peas, too. They were delicious.
Yeah. So, no, okay, we've done a good...
If you don't like the preservatives or something...
Technicalities.
Did you guys vote on it? Did you guys vote on
it? We rely on the goodwill of our members.
Once the tasting law is in effect, it's in effect.
We just take it for granted that someone isn't going to do that if he knows that you're...
Yes.
If you don't want to...
But he could say... Yeah.
Or no one would call for tasting that in that case. We just take it for granted that someone is not immoral enough to
do that. You
have to
act very maturely and very intelligently to do this. It's all based on...
You try to be positive in the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you could be a bit negative if you had something really gross you want to wreak everybody's mind out or something. You could do it in that case. That wouldn't be too terrible. I mean...
Chocolate aardvarks.
And fries on it.
Another tool that this could be very useful. Brian and I have often had problems where we bring along a type of sandwich spread that. Shut up! Once you open it, you have to eat it all, otherwise very rapidly. And so you have like one sandwich and you're stuck with the rest of it. You get rid of it that way.
And you might even find someone who likes it, in which case they come out all right.
Yeah, it can't do him any harm.
Yeah, what if the person looks at the ingredients and says, oh no, I don't like this, it's got 10 million garbage in it.
Well, if he doesn't have a good reason, like preservatives is a good enough reason, I think
Most cases are trying to force something good on him.
Preservatives and ingredients is a good reason.
Not ingredients, just preservatives. Unless ingredients is something that could be harmful to the health.
Yeah, like meat, or if it's hydrogenated or something like that.
What if he has a food allergy at some
point? Well, we had a conflict about Kevin.
Yeah, well, I didn't need
candy or chocolate or stuff like
that. Ever since those salamis,
I'm mildly allergic to walnuts and pecans.
I got some walnuts. I got
more taste than
pernuts.
Let's see him down on the turn green or something.
Oh, hey, I think we should change. This might be... impractical in some ways. When there are 4 of us there, you call for a taste and everyone has a spoonful. And that's great. Everyone gets what they want. But with here, if I cook a can of soup and everyone says, I want a tasting,
well,
I will have none left.
You choose the amount.
Yeah.
You specify.
Yeah, but however, that will cheat, you know, people will get so little, the tasting will probably be out of its original meaning.
There's no such food that you can't give everyone a taste. I mean, tastes are very small.
Yeah.
Do you have to eat the taste?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the taste.
I mean, it's hardly a civilized food.
Blasphemy.
What do you mean? You say you don't like it just because you haven't had a lot of things.
What?
You haven't had a lot of things, you know.
No, so I mean, because of the ingredients and crap.
Vegetarian vegetable
like
go amazingly fast.
White sugar, any of that.
Everyone calls for a tasting.
Almost 2/3 of every camper's stuff's got
garbage. We don't call for things like white bread and stuff like that.
Someone hates them.
We're not used to serving that. We only do interesting things. Like
peas and butter sauce. There's another one, too. Something like the salad. Remember our salad?
Oh!
This is
the best. We have to get the new committee. The Wild Foods Committee was in charge of that.
No, we didn't have a committee for that.
It was done spontaneously out of the love of nature.
We went up onto the slopes for an entire afternoon picking strawberries.
We paid those guys. We paid those laborers.
Water.
Paid them with salad.
The committee took it out of the budget. Remember that? Out of our... 25% devoted to paying the laborers for picking strawberries.
We had the best strawberry water cream. We did it. We overdid it. We put in too much cheese, and it got very cheesy.
Brian pushed some mustard stuff.
We had this mustard stuff.
David pushed in some egg yolks that immediately disintegrated.
We had sunflower seeds and all that.
Marijuana we had in it.
Yeah, we put in pot, man. Best salad I've ever had, man. Great.
I thought it was terrible.
No, but it was,
Brian ate about 3/4 of it.
No, remember we had
strawberries.
I was
are delicious.
Stuff left in the bag. Oh, it really was.
You'd put one.
Cruise is addictive.
You'd put one. You'd put one strawberry in the little pot you were collecting it with, and you eat about a dozen more. Then maybe you put another one.
He just gave himself away.
Oh, I know.
Oh, David's here.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He was literally browsing the slopes.
Look, man, look. You don't understand. Whenever I hit one, only time I ever even was one of the questionable quality. Wow. I thought he'd eat down the whole
thing. You had to make sure it was okay, huh?
No, man.
Like testing matches.
They're good.
Flash
hey, every time I got good, not once did I eat a good big red one.
Jesus.
The big red. I never once bought
it. Look at the moon.
Yeah, man, I collected record amounts.
I know.
I'm the one who originated this thing, remember? I was the very first one to collect. So you can't doubt my goals.
You don't want to bet.
You're gluttony.
There's Cassiopeia.
I hear something.
What time is it?
It's a plane.
Yeah,
a vehicle.
There's Perseus.
The next Pleiades was the
moon. And shit, look how far the moon's gone down.
I know, it's really...
Hey,
right
there.
Oh, right there.
Frank,
that's a good 6 hours.
What time? 10:20?
That's all. Oh, I thought it was about 2.
10:15.
10:15.
I thought it was about 2, didn't you?
I thought it was about... Yeah, at least 10.
At least 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I didn't.
I thought it was 7:30.
I thought it was about midnight.
We must talk to those girls for
hours.
That's
what I
thought about midnight. Jeez. Midnight. You're really
good. No, that was quite an adventure, though.
What?
Yes, it was.
Hiding in
ditches and having those devious plans.
Yeah, the devious plans in the beginning were better before things turned into reality.
Yeah.
Reality is pretty... Well,
it's not as good as imagination.
Reality is bad enough.
What a body.
I can only say that you deserve each other.
Yeah.
Dave, their light is out.
I noticed that half an hour ago, and I announced
it.
I
did too, but Dave sure didn't.
I have no words to go down.
Look at the moon going down. It's sinking right into those mountains.
It is not.
Yes, former committee to
246,000 miles away.
I gotta explain this to you. In Southwestern history, we've been talking about this. In the Aztec culture, they believed that every morning the sun rose up out of the ground, and it was brand new, and it grew.
Oh, well, that's fat. That's
It grew
fat.
Old throughout the day.
Yeah, you can see it doing it.
Yeah. And at night, it died and sank back into the earth. And so in order to give it new life so it would rise again, they gave a human sacrifice.
Well, what does that have to do with the moon? The moon is completely
different. So we can have...
Brian appoints himself in charge of this committee.
We can have ceremonies to aid the sun.
Right.
Well, it's sinking right now.
What about like Christ?
Straight to Jefferson Airplane.
It's not an airplane, it's a moon.
We're raising the sun.
Sun fighter.
What were we just talking about?
Oh.
No, that's the sound.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, strawberry.
Oh, sun's
well,
why don't you tell them about Kevin's adventures in the tent?
In the tent?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, because I wasn't awake.
Oh, that?
What?
At Hell's Gate?
No.
Oh, that was a different story.
No, his tent only got cut in half. Then.
What was this?
This was in Colorado.
Oh, tell
me. And there was, Doug and Bob.
Doug. That's going to help a lot.
There were people.
He's from New Mexico.
It was Doug and Bob Bartlett.
That was
Kevin. I think so.
That was it. It was.
Bob Bartlett is someone.
His name's Dido.
No, anyway, I'm sure that wasn't his name.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we just spent a terrible night being accosted frequently by Jesus freaks. Kept on singing songs.
Luckily I was...
rampant up in the mountains, huh?
Really? I mean, they...
I was gone by the that they went and sang... Well, it wasn't Christmas carols. They sang campfire songs at the... They sang that on the trail.
They sang some in Latin, too, and I couldn't understand it.
In Latin?
I think so. Kumbaya, that's what it was.
More popular than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Kevin had a terrible night. And he jumped up all of a sudden, said something about the Wilderness Society being staffed by miners and the mining industry.
He didn't say it then. He didn't say anything. He just ripped out of the tent.
Well, I told you I don't know much about
tell
it.
Tell Brian.
Wait a minute. I wasn't tell even it there. But
wait a minute. Miners?
I was sound asleep,
people,
though.
Or,
no,
yeah.
Miner. Mineral miner.
Okay.
But anyway, he didn't say it that then. He just... It was raining, and it had been raining for quite a while, and...
No, that was the first night that he ripped out of the tent. And that there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Oh.
There's a tent left?
No, that was... There's only...
You're leaving the tent in the story, huh?
There's only one night.
No, there was two nights.
One night.
There was first night after I had become violently ill. Remember?
Oh, no. He tore out of the tent the second night when we were in the...
No, he tore out of the first
when we
night
met Spiro. That was a night.
Spiro?
He met Spiro. That's another story, though.
Yes, he was herding sheep.
Spiro Agnew, herding sheep.
But anyway, I'm positive we were up in the tundra. It was the second night.
No!
And it was.
It wasn't. It was the first night.
Let's first hear Frank's, then Brian's story.
Because don't you remember...
Oh, it doesn't matter where it was or when
night,
it was.
Anyway, Jerry and everybody kept kidding him
was,
about...
Really?
Sure it does. It matters.
No, it doesn't. So he ripped out of the tent, tearing through the mosquito netting, and...
Whose tent?
It was the Wilderness Society, or one of the people.
Shit.
And
cry.
Then he was sitting out there, and they were, this Irishman, lawyer. Irish lawyer.
Scotch. He was Scottish.
Scottish?
Yes.
You know, they asked him what he was doing. He was just sitting out there and wouldn't answer. And then after a while, he came in and just went to sleep. And he explained the next day.
It was a big, it was a big tent, you mean?
Yes. Very large, 4 men.
Oh, I thought you saw it.
And whether it's true or not, he explained that.
Did you wreck it?
Yes. He wrecked the mosquito
netting.
And he said that he was dreaming that the Wilderness Society was staffed by mining people, and they had collected these environmentalists as a plot to get rid of them. And he was in the same tent with the miners, and they were plotting to kill him.
And so he rushed out.
Yes.
So he jumped up and ran out?
Ran through the net.
In his sleep?
That's a story.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was completely in his sleep. And,
before that, he talked and mumbled and...
Oh, and there was this one kid from New Mexico. The same night, in New Mexico before, most people had sleep and they were talking, and this guy fell asleep. So they're talking about something, and all of a sudden, without warning, he said, "Pinch him."
Yeah.
Everyone was stunned. It had nothing to do with the subject. So they're, "What do you mean?" He said, "Pinch them all." Then they asked him, "Pinch who?" And he just said, "Oh, never mind." Rolled over, went back to sleep.
Oh, I have some much better ones than that.
What was Kevin Mumley saying?
I couldn't make it out, you know, when people are asleep, they go on and down, you know, perfect syllables and everything like that, you know, but you can't understand where to...
I know a girl who once, her mother worked, so she did all the housework at night, so, like, she'd be doing the laundry at 2 o'clock in the morning, and, her daughter walked into the laundry room, you know, early in the wee hours of the morning, and said, "Where's my camel?" And she said, "What? Mother, where's my camel? Is it done yet?"
Nothing was better than David's up in Chevron when we were talking about defecation, when he goes, "What was it?" Something like,
"Yeah,
I don't like daffodils."
I did not say it was
very,
daffodils.
Very serious.
I didn't say that tone of voice.
No. Well, we had a very, very serious discussion.
I don't remember
discussion.
I was down that evening.
And...
What?
It was very serious discussion on defense and defecation. And, you know, Dave got bored and dropped out, and we were discussing it very hotly.
No, wait, I think you ever missed it. I think what happened was there's a lull in the conversation, pretty long.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. It was just a very small...
And I think I was participating in the conversation.
It was a minute or two.
Yeah, you just dropped out for a couple minutes, and then there's a pause. And you know, you would have gone on your own thoughts, and he said, "You know what I hate?" And looked at him, "No, what do you hate?" Daffodils.
And then I corrected myself, because I really don't hate daffodils.
You meant tulips, or something.
Without a pause, he said daffodils in a really funny tone of voice,
feeling.
And he started talking about tulips.
I have a feeling, though, that they were talking about something that brought that thought on.
Defecation?
I don't know.
No.
What was our last committee meeting?
On top of Mummy Camelback Mountain. When was that?
When was our last committee meeting now?
That was before school ended. Yes.
Tonight. Yeah. What was the last committee meeting?
Oh, you're talking about a different thing.
Yes.
Which is not allowed to be
nameless.
What are you doing? Having a project?
Did I tell the people involved that we were right above a house?
Yes.
That
entire
thing?
Yeah.
I was so shocked. I was so shocked.
You talking about messing up the stakes?
No.
The same night we did this.
What'd you do?
This
come
we messed
on.
Up the
stakes.
We just had a little meeting in a little cubby hole.
We thought we were miles back into the mountains.
But
as it turns out, the next day we were directly over a swimming pool of some guy's private mansion.
No, it was just a nightmare.
It was kind of a night meeting.
Which one was this? Was this with Kevin?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
And me?
Talking about destruction.
And Kevin found that thing?
When we found the can of Coors.
Oh, yeah.
Which we used as nectar of the gods.
And also that abandoned roach.
Oh,
remember?
Oh, yeah.
The abandoned what?
Roach.
Oh, in Camelback Mountain?
Yeah.
There's an abandoned ranch?
Roach.
It's ridiculous. It's a pile of rocks. You found a lost Aztec city in the middle of Phoenix.
Roach! Roach!
What?
Joint!
Roach.
An abandoned roach. And we also saw some orc fires on the other side of the mountain.
That was great. Oh, that
several
was great.
Was. Several.
Up on the side.
And right in the cubby holes, too.
I shot there. He's an abandoned rat.
You're insane.
Those fires were amazing. The more I think about it.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it lit up the whole side of the
during mountain. The day, there was a huge rock cliff, all right? And that night, there were fires right in the middle of the forest. It was amazing. There was obviously people camped.
No.
It would be.
It would be.
Almost to the top. They camped all night there for the campfire.
It would be an exaggeration.
On Camelback Mountain.
But imagine a fire suddenly clearing, appearing right in the middle of those cliffs.
It would be exaggerated.
It was the same type of effect, although it wasn't. It was just an extremely steep, rough mountainside.
And also, two of them.
We could see people walking around with flashlights.
What did you guys go meet there for?
That's a secret.
That's a secret.
Is this the second, third, or first secret?
Rocky's Cabins.
Who met there? You, Brian, huh? Bob, and Frank.
Rocky's Cabins.
Kevin.
Huh?
Rocky's Cabins.
How's that relevant to
I realize this is perhaps a bit premature, but nonetheless, we should have a large celebration on April 14th, 1970.
Right, yeah.
Yes, that is sort of
That's very important. However, we should start planning now.
Oh, I don't know.
It's going to be an earth.
Well, the American Bicentennial Commission is planning now already, and the Bicentennial is all of 4 years away, and they've already allotted themselves $5.5 billion.
Yeah, that's because Nixon wanted to use it as a political tool.
I know, yeah.
Except for one thing, it's been kept secret.
They've done something. I had something where they changed the data or something like this. I read this a long
time ago.
You told me that thing.
We're going to postpone the bicentennial to 1978.
No, they're going to have the centennial celebrations for 5 years.
From 76 to 81. And then Nixon decided, well, he'll be out of office at 76. So they moved it to 72 to 76.
To coincide, you know, he's so egotistical. It's incredible. You know, the Nixon era was the bicentennial celebration. He was supposed to relate it to, you know, the new America and the
He likes to consider himself a great peacemaker.
And a great reformer.
Have you heard
great of, environmentalist
have you seen the plan for what they do? That that freeway, they're gonna have something like a parkway all the way from Washington D.C. going down south. Something like Atlanta, Georgia. It's gonna be a big giant thing.
What?
This is their great celebration. It's going to go through Philadelphia and a bunch of other major cities that were connected with the Great American Revolution.
Bicentennial celebration.
It's going to be a super parade, you know.
Even more so than the Karate Del Sol.
I sort of
well,
I'm sorry, but I just can't imagine anything more laughing, especially.
Even
Mike and I
saw
it.
Story.
Why?
Story about what?
Dave, you're hallucinating.
What are we talking about?
Oh, get out of here. I know you're talking about that. What is related? You don't have to tell me what's right. I could care less.
I told you Rocky's Cabins. I figured that gives it a way to
Hey, there's two secrets now.
What?
The Candlestein meeting at Camelback Mountain.
Candlestein?
And the
Clandestine?
I know that. You didn't. Well, once again, another great attempt at my...
Actually, they were both the same, but they were different times.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, the same meeting, thing.
The meeting at Camelback Mountain and the Rocky Cabin are the same?
No,
a Rocky Cabin at Camelback Mountain.
No,
not the same, the same purpose.
We had a meeting of some such and such at Rocky Cabins. We had another meeting for the same reasons later on at Camelback Mountain.
We're revealing too much.
This is true. It's fun to make these people suffer, though.
Wait a second.
We even went back and visited the Rocky's Cabin and took a picture of it, too.
I didn't see why David's suffering.
Our eyes.
That was when we went to Sycamore.
Yeah.
It was that time I had to sleep out in the snow.
Do you still have the picture of Rocky's?
No, I didn't take one.
No, I gave it this slide.
Rocky Raccoon? Rocky and Bullwinkle? Rocky's
Cabins.
Remember? And it snowed that morning.
That's all we're going to tell you, Dave.
The morning we were there.
Yes, I remember.
We voted that.
That
it snowed.
Yeah.
You voted it snowed. It was even raining, and we voted it snowed.
And then we woke up,
and
there
was. Frank refused to accept the fact it was snowing, even though it looked like rain.
Well, next morning I woke up and I realized that I had wrong and
well, that's the story. I heard most of that story.
It was actually snow.
Yes, it was.
That was going to be snow, too.
It did, yeah.
No, that was the trip where I had to sleep out in the snow while everybody else was in tents. And I caught a terrible cold. And I went to a concert the next day. It was Loggins and Messina and Humble Pie. And I was in misery throughout because I was violently ill.
So what?
So I directly blame all people involved for the fact that I didn't have a good time at that concert.
Except for the fact that you had a car 20 feet from me, if any intelligence you would have slept in the car.
Oh,
right.
With all the wind. Look, that car was completely lying.
Are you insulting my valiant white steed?
Yes, I am.
Chariot, that's it.
Don't you remember the wording?
Well, that was all of, what, 6 months ago?
He has the original transcript.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a second. I know about that thing.
What?
You're talking about that thing with that. I read that. Remember we saw that on the Shailon trip? Someone brought that. Kevin brought that along.
What?
He couldn't
what?
Have.
What?
No.
Yes, that back page. I seen
You're
that
crazy.
Whole thing. He explained
what?
That to me.
What are you talking about?
I'm shocked.
You explained it to me. Remember on the Shailon trip?
I have nothing to do with this. I
Oh, wait. Okay, you guys, don't you remember on the trip you go, we're not supposed to tell this to anyone or something like this, but. You know, since we're almost all here together, we might as well put you in it or something like that.
Yeah.
And we did put it together on the Shailon trip. Remember? Remember that thing with all the signs and everything?
Because Kevin wasn't there and Frank wasn't there.
Yeah. But you did it anyway. Remember? Because
three of us did, were not the trail.
You did, though, damn it.
Dave, Kevin couldn't have done it because he wasn't there.
Well, Kevin was there.
I did not do it.
I know you did it. I remember the thing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Did you do okay, but the fact still remains that you did do it.
One abstention.
No, we voted that we didn't.
Yeah, but you did do it while you're there.
We didn't. We voted that
if we can change rain to snow,
we can
do that.
It's minor.
Okay, but the point is that still, I understand that because I didn't know what you're talking about. I remember you told me the whole story. Remember you explained that for hours. You had fun, a great time explaining that.
I think you're confusing this with simply our defecation committee and all that.
No, yeah. You explained on the trip up. Remember on the trip up, I was sitting there and kept, what the hell are these symbols, you know, and so he said you were going to explain the system, but you never explained the system because it was too boring or too elaborate or something like that. Remember that thing?
You
took down all those, what was that?
That's so exciting.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, at first, I remember in the beginning you go, well, we better, you know, they tried to put on a secret deal, but then after a while you told
the horizon is glowing. Look at up there.
Oh, where were we?
Shades of wet beaver.
There's glow down there over above that pinnacle and up there over just left of that car.
You see the wet beaver? Incredible. The entire canyon. Right.
No
so
moon.
Scared.
I was
scared in my life. It's terrifying.
I was scared.
It was really incredible.
I'm never scared once that time. I instigated half that.
Where are you going?
You instigate half of everything, David.
Well, people.